Now, what makes with holes so important? This I'd like to talk to you about because I have never talked about it before. With holes is actually the calm level of the scale, which starts at the top with interest, goes into communication, goes into control, goes into help, goes into failed help, inverted help, inverted control, inverted communication, and inverted interest. Got that scale? Well, now what you're doing is you're pulling inverted communication off of the PC. Now, if you've got to pull an inverted interest off a PC, you're undoubtedly dealing with some neurotic tendency or some kind or another, and you can actually find its genus on the E-meter and run it. An inverted interest of some kind or another. And the fellow says, well, I just... reason I really want to be audited is every time I see a dog, I bite his ears off. Just can't help it, you know. Wonderful! Collect more dog ears that way. And you just can't get him off this subject. Well, you just better start finding out about it on the E-meter and handle it Dianetically. But look at here. You're dealing with neurotic or psychotic level cases when you're down that low. It's practically institutional auditing. And it's very doubtful if in any practice that you're operating in, very, very doubtful if you will have to do very much of this. You may have to do some of it, but it's not something that you're going to take as major importance. But you're going to take communication as major importance. You're not straightening up communication in the upper scale. Interest, communication, control, help. See, you're not straightening up that communication up there. You're straightening up the inverted communication. The thought of communicating out brings about reasons why one must communicate in, which is a withhold. Anyone is no. Got it? And most of these discreditable activities which are being withheld are discreditable communications. Now, the PC will even tell you that it's discreditable to communicate them to you. A PC often feels like it's an overt to tell you about them. That's because it's an inverted communication. It's not a communication. It's a communication that's got a twist on it. So, for theory, this is where we catch it on the scale. Precession 37 is directed at inverted communication, basically, simply to free up the communication lines, okay? Now, later on, you'll run some failed help or something like that. You could, however, follow precession 37 in a severely difficult case with some control process like 8C, tone 48C, or the CCHs, something on that order. Or you might even start them with the CCHs. That's why the CCHs work, because they're way on down the line there. You see where that would belong theoretically. In actual practice, it hasn't been necessary to do this. It's actually been very necessary to pull the withholds, and it's very necessary to get off the failed help. If you've done that and located some havingness, you can then go back and pick up any inverted control that you think you have to correct in order to get the case off the launching pad. Got it? The theoretical smoothness would be to get off the withholds, do some SCS, start running failed help and so forth, and who knows, we might someday switch and start running cases that way because there'd be too many of these cases that are on inverted control. But we're not doing it that way just now, and it hasn't been found necessary, and so on. But I don't want you to lose sight of the theory. By the way, you've noticed cases improving under just 8C. That was because you were taking the inversion off of control. All control is bad, you think. Now, you may someday find it necessary to do that after you pull some withholds off the guy while you have to run him a little bit of control before you can run any failed help on him. Well, you might find it, because that fits with theory. But in actual practice, you're going to do pre-session 37 and then the formulas, because it's not been found necessary to do anything else. I repeat that. It's just not been found necessary so far. But at the same time, we haven't been operating in an institution. It might be necessary on an institutional case. I'm thoroughly qualifying this. I'm telling you just what we know and what we don't feel necessary and what we haven't run into, okay?